This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump said Monday that a new day is coming in Latin America as he sought to rally support among the largest Venezuelan community in the United States for opposition leader Juan Guaido. AP's Ed Donahue.
The president has said opposition leader Juan Guaido is the rightful leader in Venezuela. He called Nicolas Maduro a Cuba puppet. He also had a message for the military supporting Maduro.
You will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
The president says socialism has ravaged Venezuela.
Even the world's largest reserves of oil are no longer enough to keep the lights on.
He has been looking to draw a contrast with the policies of progressive Democrats back at home, which he brands as socialist.
America will never be a socialist country.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Protesters are gathering across the country to decry President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. The president's day demonstrations assailed the declaration as undemocratic and anti-immigrant. Amanda Gonzalez with Colorado Common Cause says it's a gut check time in Washington.
Congress must put the good of the country before the good of the party to check this power grab by President Trump.
The declaration shifts billions of dollars from military construction to the border. The move came after Congress did not approve as much as the president wanted for the wall. President Trump is lashing out at former FBI Director Andrew McCabe and a current deputy attorney, Ron Rosenstein. During an interview with CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday, McCabe described Rosenstein as having raised the prospect of invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Mr. Trump from office. President says the two look like they were planning a very illegal act and got caught. In a Twitter post Monday, he called it treasonous. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said the Monday that he's ordered police and military to be ruthless with anyone attempting to tamper with the country's postponed presidential elections. The Independent National Electoral Commission announced late Friday elections would be delayed for a week. That's just hours before polls were set to open for about 84 million registered voters. INEC said the presidential election will be held this coming Saturday, while governorship and state assembly elections have been pushed until March 9th. And Buhari's APC party and the opposition PDP have accused one another of trying to rig the vote. Four Indian soldiers and three suspected militants were among nine people killed Monday in a gun battle as Indian security forces hunted for the organizers of a deadly suicide bombing that killed 40 paramilitary personnel in Indian Kashmir. It also escalated tensions between India and Pakistan. Militants opened fire on an army contingent as search operations were being conducted in a village close to where the suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a paramilitary convoy last week. The American Jewish Committee says it hopes years of reconciliation work between Poland and Israel will not be undone by a new dispute over the Holocaust. CEO David Harris says it's important for public officials in Israel and Poland to choose their words carefully and not let disagreements escalate out of control. Poland pulled out of a meeting on Israel Monday after the acting Israeli foreign minister said Poles collaborated with the Nazis. Hundreds of foreign jihadist fighters held in Syria represent a time bomb and could escape and threaten the West unless countries do more to take them back. That is a warning from the Kurdish-led U.S.-backed authorities holding them. Reuters' Emily Weather has more.
The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces say they're holding some 800 foreign fighters and around 700 of the fighters' wives and 1,500 of their children in camps. Dozens more fighters and family members are arriving each day.
I think our major endeavor now should be not to allow them to come back to Europe.
That's Hungary's foreign minister. France, meanwhile, has said it'll consider taking militants back on a case-by-case basis.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Business and government offices slowly reopened across Haiti Monday after more than a week of violent demonstrations. Protesters are demanding the resignation of the president, Jovenel Moïse, over skyrocketing prices for basic goods amid allegations of government corruption. Public transportation resumed in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where people began lining up to buy food, water, and gasoline as crews cleared barricades. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.